This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Yuva Shakti is leading the nation-building effort with innovative ideas, energy and a strong sense of purpose. Mr. Modi said this while addressing the concluding session of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi last evening on the occasion of National Youth Day, marking the birth anniversary of great spiritual leader Swami Vivekananda. The Prime Minister said, "The Young Leaders Dialogue is a historic and unique initiative that provided direct participation of youth in the country's development.
Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue ek aisa platform jahan desh ke vikas ki disha tay karne mein yuvaon ki seedhi bhagidari hoti hai. 50 lakh se adhik naujawanon ki registry, 30 lakh se adhik yuvaon ka Viksit Bharat Challenge mein hissa lena, देश के विकास के लिए अपने विचार शेयर करना, इतने बड़े स्केल पर युवा शक्ति का एंगेज होना अपने आप में अभूतपूर्व है.
Mr. Modi said that when India marks 100 years of independence in 2047, it will coincide with the most significant phase in the lives of today's youth. India and Germany deepened their strategic partnership following delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and German Chancellor Friedrich Merz in Gandhinagar yesterday. Following the meeting between two leaders, India and Germany exchanged 19 key Memoranda of Understanding, or MOUs, and made 8 major announcements across defence, technology, clean energy and mobility. German Chancellor arrived in Ahmedabad on a 2-day visit to India. Later addressing a joint press conference with Chancellor Merz after the meeting, Prime Minister Modi said, both nations signed a joint declaration to strengthen defence industrial cooperation roadmap focusing on co-development and co-production of military hardware. US Ambassador to India Sergio Gore has said that India and the US are actively engaged for the ongoing trade deal negotiations. Mr. Gore was speaking after assuming charge as the US Ambassador to India in New Delhi. He asserted that no partner is more essential than India. Mr. Gore announced that India will be invited to join the US-led initiative called Pax Silicon as a full member next month. Net direct tax collections in the country grew 8.82% to over 18.38 lakh crore rupees in the current financial year so far. The collection includes net corporate tax receipts of 8.63 lakh crore rupees, while taxes from non-corporates stood at 9.3 lakh crore rupees between 1st of April and 11th of January, reflecting steady activity in the capital markets. Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav reviewed Delhi's Air Pollution Action Plan with Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta while chairing a high-level meeting in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Yadav highlighted the need for smart traffic management, particularly at 62 identified congestion hotspots, to ensure smoother traffic flow. The central government has notified the National Sports Governance National Sports Bodies Rules 2026 under the National Sports Governance Act 2025. The rules set new standards for integrity and inclusivity. It provides the framework for the inclusion of sportspersons of outstanding merit, composition of the general body and executive committee, election procedures and disqualification criteria for members of national sports bodies and regional sports federations. The India Meteorological Department has issued a red colour warning for dense to very dense fog conditions in Punjab, Chandigarh, Haryana and Delhi today. The weather agency has predicted cold wave to severe cold wave conditions at isolated places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh today. In Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated UP Warriors by 9 wickets in Navi Mumbai. Chasing a target of 144 runs, Royal Challengers Bengaluru overhauled the score, posting 145 runs for the loss of 1 wicket in 12.1 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.